embarrassed by things like that.
Okay.
Alright, dudes.
Can you do a whip wheel?
I don't know, can I?
You like my gay intro?
It's like a news flash or something.
Yeah. Here we are, Javon D. News.
And in this hour,
news in the nude.
Yeah. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Javon D. Radio Show. Woo! I'm here with my super good buddy, co-hosting again, Charlie Busher, and my other super good buddy, Carrie.
Hi,
Carrie.
From the Prime Spot
the
Radio
gallery.
Show.
Yeah.
The Peanut Gallery. We have a new part of the show, the Peanut Gallery. Cause
do I hear, like, thunder?
I'm actually stage manager.
No, that's good.
Are we out in the thunder zone tonight again?
I picture, like, a large meadow with lots of beer.
Okay, everybody, we just cracked our beers.
The beer is showering down.
The beer is showering.
Sure.
This is definitely like the hottest day of the year, I believe, this week.
It's crazy. It's I don't know what's going on, but it's crazy town.
It's the sweat box, the Javon D. sweat box.
Yeah, you know.
Good thing for the air conditioning.
Hey, I'm going to play you a song, Charlie. And I want you to tell me what if you know what it is and who did it. And we'll see if what you're thinking about when you hear this tune. Here you go. Oh, let's see. I gotta figure this thing out real quick. Fire me, please. All right, here. Included?
Nah, man. I like it, though.
That's pretty cool. I don't know. I thought you might have heard that before. Eastern Hills Mall, Buffalo, New York, you know.
Well, really?
You know, we still hang out at the, you know, the arcade.
So it was from, like, that era?
Sham.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know. Well, I used to listen to Dinosaur Jr. a lot. That's who that was.
That's who it was. You remember I knew you'd that? Say it, and I'd be like, oh, yeah.
I used to take my Jeep Pioneer down downtown Buffalo for those little...
Didn't your brother, like, drive that into a wall or something like that?
Yeah, when I told him, I was, like, totally straight, and he was wasted. I was like, dude, give me your keys. I'm going to drive home and... He was with all his frat buddies, just like, ah, whatever. You know, little brother, go sit down. You know, kind of thing. I got everything under control, and next thing you know, bam, right in the brick wall.
So you were driving?
No, he was. He wouldn't let me drive, or he wouldn't give me his keys. I was telling him, I'm like, give me your keys. And yeah, we didn't drive
into
the...
I'm glad you're here with
us.
Oh,
thanks. Today. Thank you very much.
Did you ever see Bella?
Yeah.
Yeah, you always wore your seatbelt.
Yeah. Yeah, or...
So did I but...
I forget. Yeah, I think I did. Yeah, but,
everybody should wear their seatbelt.
Straight into, like, the corner of a brick building, not, like, the front of it. Like, it was, like... right so on you, the edge of it.
You extra
crazy.
Annihilated the Jeep.
Oh yeah, that thing was leaking all over. Somehow we got it like home, which is like right down the street. It was probably like, you know, six houses down the road that we were turning onto, and we just left it there. We were all, well, I wasn't wasted, but yeah, he was a little tipsy, and man, it was a rough night. But yeah, the cops like followed the trail of like fluids that leaked out, like all the way.
Nice.
Did you guys barf on the road?
No, I didn't barf.
The car barfed on the road.
Yeah, the car was nasty.
Well, you know, that's where things like scooterpatrol.org come in.
Oh, sure.
They just give you a ride home when you're too drunk, and that way you're not on the road.
But still, it's like really hard when you're like, you know, hanging out at the frat house on a full-on, full-day party.
You're supposed to get like, the girl, and she drives you home.
We lived, like, right across the river, too. We just had to go down the street, over a bridge, down the street, and to the house. And there you go. It was like that quick. Like, forget it.
Easy.
Yeah, you know. So, Charlie.
Easy.
We're going to play a tune that you were nice enough to bring to us, and we're going to check it out. What's this we're going to listen to?
The Seeker by The Who.
Yes.
This is really old.
Sounds killer, dude. Well, let's check it out.
Yeah, dude.
Sweet.
Seeking.
So, when did you start checking out that tune?
I used to jam with a buddy, Kevin Reynolds, and his brother, like, when I first started playing bass, like, a million years ago.
Yeah.
And, they were totally in the blues and, like, the Who and stuff, and that was, like, one of the tunes we used to jam.
Sweet.
In his, parents' basement.
Yeah, that's kind of common with us, huh? We kind of been jamming pool house, basement, Florida room.
Those were good times.
Upstairs, bedrooms. I mean, you name it, we were pretty much jamming in it.
Did you guys meet in school? I just have that question. You've known each other for
not really.
No, I remember we were on a bus at one time together. But
yeah. Yeah.
Met a friend through a friend.
Hey, why don't you give him a little shot of your bass there? Charlie brought in his bass. We're gonna maybe do a little live jam for you later. I don't know if we can get it together. We'll see.
I hope we do. Freak him out.
We haven't really had a problem jamming before, so we'll see.
Freak him out.
That's a great bass. Cool. Well, actually, this next song that I wanted to play for you was one that me and Charlie both jammed on.
What is this?
This one's with Christian, actually. And it's after the Non Johns project that we did way back when, and it's after the Bob 500 project.
So it's like post everything.
Yeah, it was. I actually put it on a CD labeled TSS. I forget what I referred to. What's that abbreviated for? Shoot.
That's all right.
The Sideshow? No.
You'll think
the Sideshow Project, I think that was like.
That sounds kind of familiar.
Or no, maybe it was like something having to do with.
Am I really on this?
Wasted. Yeah. Yeah. Actually, let me cue it up here because I'm using a.
Cue it.
Carrie's iRiver here. Thanks. Just kind of messing with it. This thing comes in really handy at times like this. But yeah, this is on TSS number 3 CD. And I don't even think I named it yet. but let's check it out.
Sweet.
Isn't that a fun tune?
Vaguely familiar.
It
I must
sounded
have been
Hawaiian to me.
Really out of it.
That was in my parents' basement back in the day.
Many moons ago.
Yeah, it was like weird because I think I came back from Colorado. It was me and Christian. We drove back, I think, right? We brought our guitars just to play with you. And if you were listening, I was doing like the solo stuff on the left ear.
Uh-huh.
Christian was on the right, and you were in the middle.
Some like really quiet,
it's like a stereo nice recording is all right.
We did that all at the same time, right?
Yep. Excuse me, dude. I ate at that taco stand tonight.
So you did like, I. Jeez, I sneezed earlier, and I wish I didn't hold it in. Now
that's good stuff.
Veggie taco.
Yeah, I got a vegetarian burrito, and it was good.
Nice.
Had to load on some extra hot sauce. Can you, can you smell it?
The hot sauce is hot ass sauce.
I just burped it all up.
Did you get the red stuff?
Yeah, dude. Oh, I loaded that on. And
that stuff's painful.
It wasn't even that hot, though.
Really? They must have changed it, because you used to go there, and you get some of that, and you were, like, wishing you didn't put it on it, and you'd be, like, drizzling out of your nose. And, like,
For me, I mean, I use hot sauce in everything, I guess. I'm a little bit used to
it. Me too, but that stuff burned holes in your tongue.
So give them, play a note.
Play a note?
Yeah. There's my keyboard. Oh man, I hope you're all getting stoked up, because we're going to do you a little jam sesh. That sounds cool. Check this out. I can actually put in little stupid samples of stuff. You know, I got my sampler. Sweet, I love that thing. Let's see what the sound is. I don't even know what's on these sounds. Oh, there's that. That's that.
Bird up, Buck.
What is that, Buck?
What is that guy's name? I don't even know.
I thought it was like Buck Rogers, but it was
every
like,
single person listening to it will be like, dude,
oh God, that's that thing.
You're an idiot.
Let's see what else.
You don't
I
even
got.
Know that?
What's this? Oh, it's just a weird one. I got a lot of weird ones.
I was really young when Buck Rogers was on TV.
Yeah.
It's probably like 8.
Totally. What's next? Ooh. So
what you got going on here?
I don't know. What are we gonna play?
What is that? What's L Bliss?
I don't know. Actually, though, this was one I was gonna surprise you with. dude,
surprises.
Yeah, check this out. Let's see if you can.
It's a song jumping out of a cake.
I know. You know what this is, but I'm just gonna throw it at you. Here you go. Totally forgot to feed my cat.
Kill a rat.
She wants to kick my butt. Oh, thanks. Yeah, isn't that a funny tune, man?
Hilarious.
Did you think I was going to break that one out?
I had no idea.
That's actually a tune we did in Buffalo, but it's on, like, the High Country Gangsters CD.
Because of the rapping?
You guys did it? Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I love it.
Oh, really? You didn't think we did it?
Oh, that is, like, funny? Yeah, that's something. I haven't heard anything that new and... fresh. How long ago did you do it?
It's actually really, I'm kind of like
a long time.
Kind of bummed that the sound of that is really, like, really nasty. Yeah, we did it like probably what, like 4 years ago.
I think it's more than that.
Yeah.
Really? Oh, I like it.
Yeah, it's way more.
I think
than that.
It's a hit today.
Because I've been here 5 years, and then it was more. Was that when I moved back?
Yeah, you were.
When did you, what,
you
your
were
brother
back in Buffalo from? You lived in Hollywood, right?
And your brother was in his apartment, so it was before he moved into the house.
Yeah, it's when he.
Which just when he moved into the house. Yeah,
not funny.
That was like 7 years
totally.
Ago, maybe.
And I almost had a heart attack, like playing NASCAR.
Beto. Nice.
Beto.
Kitty's interrupting the show. You know Jeff loves something when he
Fatso's
like,
part of the peanut gallery though. She
jumps away from his podcast just
she's
to
usually
this.
Yeah, she's
I'm
usually
sticking this thing in her face.
Oh, well, that's nice.
I got some good ones. Come on, give us that
door. Hey, you.
She's just saying that she loves you.
She's saying, "Give me some food."
Like how?
Now. I'm gonna kick the fog in for that too. Here we go. Let's party.
Maybe Kitty's
just
complaining about
the microphone. That's a good sign, though. Either she's really hungry or it's a good sign.
Yeah, she wants to eat the microphone.
She thinks it's grub.
Yeah. Let's pop another beer, man.
I'm not quite there.
Come on. All right. Well, I'll pop one for him.
So that's
a my beer.
Pretty popping beer.
And pop whatever beverage you drink and run at least number two by now. Partying. Thanks for coming over, dudes.
I'm immersed in fog.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's kind of just a, you know, it's just an all-around term.
I feel like a pirate on a ship.
Fatso.
I can't
see. She's tweaking. She's like, I want to sit out over there on camera.
I want to eat, and
I
want to
eat,
food,
and I want to eat.
It's smoky in here. You guys don't smoke cigarettes, do you?
Nah, we
nope.
used to.
Really? You did?
Day.
How old were you when you started smoking cigarettes?
Like 15.
Yeah, like really young. We were
so
badass.
Did somebody in the group start and then everyone else just kind of went along with it?
Yeah, you know, we all just started. We were like, man, we're going to smoke and do drugs.
So does anybody smoke cigarettes right now?
Nope.
Still?
Nope.
Really?
I quit like 4 years ago.
We're straight.
Oh, really? But you did smoke for
I smoked
quite
like
some time?
A pack a day for like 12 years.
We're too old geez. Now. We've
yeah,
experimented.
It was bad.
Wow. Well, what do you think about making cigarettes illegal in exactly 100 years?
Woo-hoo!
So it won't affect anyone.
I don't think anybody will do it in 100 years.
Yeah, they'll all be like
in
over 100
it. Years, well, to have a law where it's actually outlawed, then we'd be sure of that, right?
I bet you
that's
it'd
cool.
still be a
I think
marijuana.
They should do that in 20 years.
You know?
Not even. They should do that now.
Well, they say that it conflicts with people's rights. So I figure if no one lives to be over 118, it's not going to affect anyone.
Thing is, though, they'll just keep taxing it instead of, like, outlawing it.
Yeah.
So it's, like, $8 a pack and
hey,
a moron
you know?
To continue smoking them at that much.
That'd be cool.
Jeff, what is this smoke machine? What it's a very familiar smell. It's what I experienced in the clubs when they push that button and the smoke comes out. Is this dry ice or
did
what?
Did you want to push the button?
No, what is a chemical, dude?
What is it?
I don't know.
It has a distinct odor. Not
it's
odor,
like
well.
It's like totally biodegradable, like water-based. Like,
you know, again, someone will be listening to this like, you guys are such morons. Don't you know it's so-and-so?
Yeah, I know. I'm just thinking odor and smell. All those words. None of them sound like pretty words, do they? Odor.
It's a special fog, though.
Body odor.
It doesn't really put, like, any like, moisture into the gear. So it's like a dry, like, mist. It's, like, weird.
But not dry. I'll
kick some more in. That's party.
We're so dead.
I know. I won't fog you out much
I'm
more.
I'm under a grow lamp.
But I don't just sit here by myself and use the
well,
fog.
I,
though, you know?
Do people know what this studio looks like with your wallpaper?
The grow lamp.
Explain your wallpaper.
Oh, yeah.
J-Bond-D.
We already explained it a couple shows ago.
This is like an arena in here. I don't know what you guys are talking about. Where's the arena reverb?
Yeah, you want me to throw some crazy reverb on?
Like I'm in an arena?
Yeah. I can try.
That'd be sweet.
I might have the phaser hooked up. Here, I'll mess with it for a second.
Hello, California.
We'll go live at like Red Rocks. Let's try and make that sound.
Hello, Los Angeles.
Hello. Hello, how are you? Yeah.
Nah. See, you gotta be ready for that stuff like on demand.
Check this.
Hello.
There you go. Like in a bathroom, taking a shower.
Taking a crap.
Hello, London, England.
Hello,
get
New
ready
York.
For Spinal Tap.
That's right.
Goes to 11.
Oh, man. We're getting totally
the sustain up. Is all like... Right.
I can't give Carrie any more fog. She just can't handle it. Yeah, super party in here, you know. Man, what do I have lined up next?
Number five. Whoa, everybody's in trouble on this one.
Yeah, we used to jam this in the Black Beretta. Christian Gian's Black Beretta all the time. I'm sure Charlie's heard some of this stuff.
Remember when we raced in the snow?
Yeah, and I totally pulled the super or something. I don't know what happened. Or
smoked them.
I don't know.
It was all like, dude, if you had a nice car, you would have cared too, and you would have lost. Like, yeah, whatever.
We I don't
smoked
know.
Smoked him. Killed him.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the 80-mile-an-hour slide through the half-mile turn.
Fuck yeah.
Dude, that's totally getting beeped out. It's like, beep, yeah.
I'm going to edit. So, all right, let's listen to it.
You gonna tell them what it's called?
No.
Why not?
Because they already know.
No, they don't.
We'll let them guess.
Okay, they know.
Here. Guess.
Go. Les Claypool,
buddy.
The man.
That was here awesome.
They here they come.
Here they come. The best is okay. Well,
sweet.
Re-sing the song.
Was that like one of your major influences too?
Kind of, but not really. No.
Just remember ripping around in the Beretta with the killer stereo system,
towing a boat.
You know what? When you said you played it in the Beretta, I thought you guys like all jammed in a car. I swear to God, I wish.
We were hanging out, like, driving in a car, listening to Primus.
Our buddy Christian always had a killer stereo in his car. So.
Oh, my God. Outrageous stereos. Outrageous. You can't even, like, we can't even talk about it. It's too outrageous.
Yeah, pretty much. That's totally it.
We could talk all night about how awesome his gear was. It was great.
Yeah. Definitely.
Cool.
Some good stuff.
How's it going, Carrie, over there? Party?
I'm just contemplating getting... What's her name? Your kitty cat.
The peanut gallery over here. Fetto. She's going to walk all
That's
over
her
your
name?
Rolling.
Fetto? Oh, my gosh. So what pet names do you give your girlfriends?
You what kind of what?
Fetto for the cat. What kind of pet names do you give your girlfriends? Well, you're single, though.
Honey.
I'm sitting in this room with two gorgeous men. Are you single? Should I not put you on the spot?
Of course you're single. We're in California.
Of course you shouldn't put us on the spot. I was thinking about running out a billboard today.
These women are hard around here.
Like, call me.
Yeah. I'm gonna do a gigolo website.
I gotta start going out again.
See if we can get some divorce, like...
Now my girlfriend can't hear this podcast, or I'll get my butt kicked. She's like,
no.
What?
No, Charlie does.
Do you have a girlfriend?
Should I remove myself now? Like,
Charlie does have a girlfriend.
I hardly ever see her though. So
it's for Charlie's girlfriend. Or no, that's for.
What is that from?
I don't know. It's like some cool like little sample CD I bought a long time ago.
So I chopped up some garlic tonight, and my fingers smell like total garlic.
Oh,
I washed them like 32 times.
It's the worst when it, like, you eat a lot of it in like spaghetti, and then you just can't get the taste out of your breath. You can't like go anywhere because it's just too nauseating of a smell. You got, dude.
Kinda. I know what you mean.
Nice.
I got like
you
distortion going on.
Yeah.
Gross. Does anybody want to hear something gross?
I was at a Sheryl Crow concert. And
oh, this is gross already.
And and my friend had eaten garlic the night before, and some guy went up to her and said, "You better douche that shit out."
Whoa, dude. That's gonna be. Oh man. Wow. That's gross.
Wow. He was.
What's gross when grandma gives grandpa a hickey and the skin falls off?
Oh my god.
That was Carrie. That was not Jeff or Charlie. Who just
people on Podcast Pickle are going to be like, oh my god,
who's this Javon D guy?
Yeah, you got to go to Podcast Pickle and check out some other podcasts too. They're pretty cool.
Nah, just check out Jeff's.
Nah, oh, they're all right.
Javon D.
Got to give them some props because they've been they got .com the only
org.
Forum. No, it's none of those.
No, I'm just thinking of
yeah,
Austin Powers. .com.org.
What's that? Oh yeah. I know what you're talking about now. What
.org?
What was the intro to that line though? Like,
oh, yeah.
How did it get brought up? I don't.
I don't know. It'd have something to do with Starbucks or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
Oops. There's another one that needs to get bleeped out.
Oh no.
So hey, did your neighbor move out?
Shit.
Nope. Neighbor all gone.
No,
yet?
They're still back there.
Really?
They leave on in a few days. But
sweet.
don't tell Jerry. Everybody out there, don't tell my landlord Jerry. Well, he already knows. Who cares?
He does totally know.
I know. We had kind of a joke a little bit back there. Do you want to try and play a tune real quick, dude?
You could try.
All right. Well, we're gonna try and play a song.
So like. Me and you are going to play a song?
Yeah.
Okay. We going to do something weird? Okay. I'm up for that. It's got to be really weird, though. It's
got to
be like the weirdest thing you've ever done.
Try and do something weird, you think? I don't know.
I think so.
I don't know. Let's see. We'll see how she turns out.
So this is total improv.
Super.
Super improv. They're all going, you're gonna
leave
play
the rain. We'll leave the rain going.
Yeah, that's cool.
That sounds cool. I like the rain.
Kitty's trying to press my button.
Yeah. turned out cool, huh?
I like that. Mm.
I was happy. I don't know. For what it was worth, I think it was fun.
Well, I mean, usually we throw, like, two tracks on top of it all.
It usually takes us a while to get going, you know, because, like, stuff like that.
You know? But, you know, you were under pressure.
Yeah, you know. I didn't
under
know
pressure.
What to play. Okay, I'm going to come back over there.
Yes.
Thanks for at least trying to play a song with me tonight. That's a first. You heard it here. Super Live Jam Talk Radio Session Podcast. Now that's what we're talking about. You lining up something for later?
No. Yeah, no, sure.
That's all you're
why are we going to do another one?
I don't know.
In a little while?
Yeah.
You got
that sounded cool. I liked that. I think I'm going to like listening to that back. I hope this is recording. Did I push play? Yeah, it's cool. It's still going.
Sure about
that's
that?
Good.
You
it's
sure
great.
About
I can.
That?
Oh, no thanks, Carrie. I thought you were handing me a beer.
Thank
I was going to be like, yes.
What, you need another one?
Yeah,
one right
I guess
there?
You got one right there, huh?
But I'm gonna drink it. So
right now, I'm gonna get another one. Then we should.
You could play another
it.
Tune. And
yeah,
then you could,
let's
like,
play another tune. Actually, I think you gave me this CD for the next song.
So you actually like
cool.
this song, or is it only because
yeah,
I gave you the CD
great.
That you're playing?
Hey man, I only play stuff I like. What can I say?
Remember,
and I like it.
I saw these guys at what used to be the Skyrim. It became Blind Melons.
Yeah, I saw you. At Blind Melons.
Yeah,
with
but,
the Rainbow Girls.
Right, right. But Jason Pfaff from the Rainbow Girls, he knew like one of the guys from this band.
Yeah.
And he got thrown out like four times. And the show was delayed because every time he got thrown out, the dude got him back in the show.
No way.
Because he like knew his sister and stuff.
Yeah.
But
oh, that's so cool.
It's kind of funny.
You gotta love it.
So Hammerhead. Yeah, this is one of my favorite
Hammerhead.
Bands, man. These guys rock.
Yeah.
Really good.
Yeah.
Really good.
I think I still have this CD that's yours.
They're really good.
But I'll give you the MP3s or something. Here, check it out, everybody. Thanks for hooking me up with that CD, bro.
Yeah, man. They're like a modern Sonic Youth.
Yeah, they sound really good.
Not
they
that Sonic Youth
stuff.
Isn't modern or anything like that.
Mod! Sorry I got that light on you like that, man. But
no, I'm used to it now. Just, you know, it was kind of like walking out of a movie theater in the daytime and your eyes are like, ah!
Yeah, totally. I think that camera will look better, though. We'll try
it. Yeah,
we'll try it.
It's all good.
Let's see.
Like
I'm
I said,
getting blasted.
I'll take one for the team.
Make it look better. Well, whew. Try it. So everybody, you see Fatso over in Charlie's camera over there. So you're
yeah,
hanging
look at
out.
That little
see, she's
thing.
In the peanut gallery. Carrie's back here too, but she's just chilling. How's it going back there, Carrie, in the peanut gallery?
Pretty good, but it's not peanuts; it's Whoppers.
Yes,
Whoppers gallery. It's the Whopper gallery.
That was a cool tone, dude. I love that tune.
Is that like your favorite one on the album?
I'd like to thank you to. I'm sorry, I just.
It sounded like
up.
Thunder.
Yeah.
I didn't even notice it.
I'd like
it
to thank
thunder.
You for setting me up on this wireless.
Oh sure.
Sponsored by Jay Vondi's neighbor.
No, actually, I pay her.
Well, yeah, but. Yeah. If she yeah. never made the call,
I gave her money.
Yeah?
Monthly.
She, like, come over the
well,
first
I
month,
her,
like, knock, knock, knock. Where's
no.
my $20?
No, I actually give it to her kind of early, usually. Yeah, $20. Here you go. We ran a line over. You know, you got to do that. I mean, you're paying, what, now, $50 for cable?
Yeah, 40
internet?
Bucks, yeah.
Broadband?
Something like that.
I mean, you got to share it.
It's worth it, though.
If I lived in an apartment complex, I'd put out, like, little banners, probably, like, let's share internet, please.
Yeah, like, think of all the porn that's downloaded, you know?
Oh, yeah. You know. There you go, people. Yes!
Whoa. That was a quick.
I'm gonna have a three.
That was a short interval between your
third beverage.
Your last beer opening and this beer opening.
Third beverage. Here we go. Party.
So how's that job going, man?
It's awesome.
You liking it?
Installing all everybody's cable. They're so happy when they get it. All the kids, like the whole family full of kids. They're like flipping out before you get there. And they're like, oh my god, is the cable working yet? And they'll keep checking the TV while you're like trying to hook it up. It's like, then you'll get it hooked up and you might have to make another adjustment to run
like,
another line.
Yeah.
And you have to turn it off. They just started watching it again. They're like comatose. They stop moving. It's like the perfect American parent's dream. It's just like, turn on the TV, let them sit there. No more, like, oh man, how did we be so active as kids? I see kids nowadays and it's just like,
I think
just
we did
sit
more.
There.
Yeah,
we
went outside.
Skateboarding.
Yeah. Built ramps.
Built tons of ramps. Built car stereos.
Yep. Made RC car tracks.
Putting 18-inch subwoofers in our cars.
Went swimming.
Yeah, RCing. We had boats. The sailboats, remember?
18-inch subwoofers was the big thing.
Yeah.
That was like, dude, you're cool.
I'm going to put my 18
Is that a Harley or a plane? Sounds like a Harley. Did you
like
record this or something? Sorry.
We're just hanging out on Route 24 in Leadville, Colorado. So.
See, now I'm so tempted to ask you why I'm not supposed to ask about it. All right, I won't ask about it. Everybody send an email to jvondi@yahoo.com.
At drinkbeer now at
ask him about the background recording.
Hey, where'd you get that recording,
hey,
bro?
Can I buy that?
I want that.
So you gonna make it out to the beach to do one of your sunset recordings one of these days?
Actually, I did a firework recording I'm gonna put up, I think, as maybe a video podcast. Just in case you missed some fireworks and you're all bummed out, you can watch the
check
fireworks.
Check them out.
Yeah, I gotta dump it down, though. It's on a DV, and I just haven't had time. But
that's cool.
Yeah, you know.
Did you use a tripod?
Yeah.
Sweet. Totally. It's gonna be good.
Yeah, it should be good. We talk a lot of stupid stuff in the background. I should have put it, like, you know, over a little bit, but you can hear us like blabbing about stupid stuff.
We shot off the Black Cat Super 64.
Nice, dude.
It's awesome.
Super 60, bro.
Up in Seattle.
Yes.
My 13-year-old nephew.
How was your trip?
Was like,
that
tweaking.
Sweet? Awesome.
They bought like $1 million in
now
fireworks.
Was he scared or was
it's like
he
all we did? No, he was actually he blew off like the first 40 of the big fireworks we had.
Sweet.
With like the big mortars.
Would you give him a little sparkler and say, hey, go light that little thing down there?
It was hilarious, man. No, he was pretty good. It was cool. I'm impressed with the kid.
What, did he use a lighter to light him?
He had like the incense sticks and like...
Oh, okay, cool.
Lighters, like the extra long sweet. Ones, you know? And like,
yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, I didn't get to light off any. I'm kind of...
Lucid boy. Lucid boy. That's all right. You watched them.
Yeah, I did. It was nice. I videotaped them, so that gave me an extra point for that one.
No doubt. It's like unlosable.
What are we listening to here, buddy?
Distant Early Warning. Oh, like total geeky,
hell?
Dorky Rush tune.
Super-duza. No, this is good shit.
Well, it is.
We used to listen to this stuff all the time.
Yeah, this is...
In Trees.
Big influence of mine.
The Beretta.
Yeah.
And your Ferrari.
Yeah, you know, and even before that, I remember listening to this stuff when I went to, like, summer camp when I was a kid. Like, just when I got my bass, I, like, started going to summer camp, so.
Oh, and that's around the time when I started making weird electronic music, and there's, like, overlayered basses, and you're like, man, this bass too much. Like, in the
Put
Ferrari.
An 18 in your trunk, yeah.
Yeah.
Play it.
Okay.
Dude.
Here we go.
Dude.
Uh-oh. This thing turned off again. I don't know what the deal is.
So turn it on.
Yeah, okay.
Carrie.
Jerry fell asleep, man.
I'm here.
Okay.
Here.
Just wanted to, like, refresh everyone with a nice voice. Instead of us going, dude.
Dude, dude.
Dude. For a bunch of Canadian guys, those guys rock.
Oh, yeah, dude.
You know, the summer camp I mentioned that I went to when I was, like, a little kid, Geddy Lee had a cottage up there, and every once in a while you'd see him jogging down, like, the camp road.
Nice.
Kind of weird, but it was kind of cool at the same time.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
So yeah, I was listening to, like, 2112 when I was up there.
Yeah.
I have
sweet.
A question. Have you guys ever heard of the Three Man from Buffalo?
No.
The what man from Buffalo?
God.
Is that like a restaurant or something?
The fog's gonna kill us.
Oh, really? So there is that? Does exist?
There's a podcast. It's called Radio Spilljam.
We'll check it. We'll have to check that.
Check it.
Buffalo. Check I think I got a buff. I think I found a Buffalo podcast on Podcast Pickle.
So you're the Podcast Pickle is like the it, huh?
It's really cool.
It's a tickle.
Yeah.
You're
breathing fog.
I'm dying in fog.
We're dying
in
fog.
My
it's
eyes.
Hot in here. I turned off the AC. I shouldn't even have turned it off. It doesn't make that much noise. Screw it.
Kitty says hi.
So that was a big influence in your life, huh?
Yeah, you know, in many ways. I mean, you know, he's like lead singer that plays bass, and not that I sing and play
that's
bass.
Really cool.
But pretty impressive, and plus he played what, like the foot organ,
like
too.
Paul McCartney, dude. The
guy's a madman with a big nose and a high voice.
Yeah, he does have a big nose.
He does have a big nose, and like he'd wear his hair pulled back with the ponytail, and his nose would look even bigger.
Oh yeah, yeah.
But not great band.
Does
I mean,
my
who
ponytail
didn't love...
make my nose look bigger?
Yeah, but you don't have a big nose in the first place, so it's all right.
Cool.
But yeah, I mean, who didn't love Rush at one time or another? You know,
totally.
Maybe not out west here. They'd be like, "Who's Rush?"
That's great. Hey, I'm gonna play Carrie a song really quick. And
is that number 8?
Yeah.
These people are getting number their money's eight. Worth tonight. I mean, free, yeah. Just a download, and they get to listen to 9 songs.
I'm gonna see if Carrie 10, can figure out
11
what
songs.
Song this is, or what band this is.
Are you gonna try, Carrie?
I'm not very good with names. I'm
no.
so much into local music.
You know, it's so nice
well,
that Carrie's here. It's, like,
no.
so great to have
like
this other voice.
I, more stuff that you
yeah.
guys do.
Yeah, I really cool. like the... I really like the, what do you call it? Peanut Gallery back there.
Dude, she rocks. It's so nice
totally.
To have, like, a feminine voice
no,
going on
it.
Here. Even
I
if it's
it.
Just, like, once in a while.
She'd,
like,
I wish she'd talk
God.
To us with us more. She's online right now in our chat room. Taking care of business back there.
I'm having intellectual orgasms.
Yes.
I think
by
she,
this wireless stuff, it's great.
Yes.
I think she drives around in her car in a chat room.
Yep, yep. She hasn't been on broadband in a while.
I don't really
thing.
Do chat rooms, but you know what? Give me, what do I do to start one up?
Really?
Because
I was going
to
say, you know, if you'd been in a chat room before, I was probably
well,
like, at one time or another in the last few years, I was like, ASL to Carrie.
What? ASL?
Yeah, age, sex, location.
Yeah.
It's like the first thing
oh, yeah.
someone asks when they're
yeah.
in chat room.
Totally.
Like, wow, it's a female. ASL?
It's like an
you
old
got a picture?
IRC. Like,
second language.
Why? How come it was IRC instead of MIRC? It was kind of weird, but...
Internet relay chat?
Yeah.
And then MIRC is like a version of IRC. Right. Using IRC. All right, so Carrie's got to guess what the song is, so I won't wreck it for everyone.
Okay. Oh, shoot, yeah. I think... oh, this thing turned off. Carrie, I don't like it.
You know, you don't got to tell everyone that it turned off. You could just be like, hey, Charlie, your hair looks good today. While you turn it on.
Yeah.
Or bad, you know.
Totally. Yeah.
Or be okay. like, Kitty says hi.
Here you go, people. Aw, dude.
song rips really hard.
But yeah, Carrie, that's Double Dip Sunshine. Yeah. Just for you. It's called Wave Drifter. It's pretty fun. Oh, sure.
Oh, I love the name. How'd you get that name?
You probably don't want to go into that. I'll save it for another show. Charlie, you getting some cool stuff loaded up to jam?
I hope so. Yeah. I still got time, right?
Oh, yeah. For our video listeners, or watchers, I'd like to say sayonara, because my tape's going to run out. And I am going to be working on fixing that problem, so I'll get a full length jams in there. But this particular jam is I wasn't ready for, but we wanted to do it in big time fashion. So, but for our audio listeners, stay tuned, because me and my buddy Charlie are going to bust out some live non-John Defectors jams for you. But Charlie, I'm going to surprise you with one more tune.
And, woohoo! Another birthday cake with a song jumping out of it.
Let's see if you can, like, name the year of this next tune. This is cool.
Okay. Let's hear it.
All right, here you go.
That was with your bro on drums.
Hell yeah.
In the pool house circa 1990. Killer jams. That was when Jeff's brother got pretty good at drums.
Yes, and the sound is awesome. It's amazing how that was digitally recorded, right? Really?
That was with a mic sitting in a room, I think. Wasn't it?
Did you do anything to it to enhance it at all?
You know what? I'm sure Jeff did. Even if he won't admit it, I'm sure he did.
Oh, so it's embellished somewhat.
Definitely embellished.
I liked it.
Oh!
Now I have to go blow my nose because it's fat.
I probably just did some digital compressor or something. Yes, go blow your nose. Meanwhile, kick in some fog. Hope Charlie doesn't mind. We're gonna get crazy. You wanna get crazy? Ooh, didn't you use... That's a cool setting. A little more fog. Hey, Carrie, can you grab me a beer?
Should I blow my nose on that right now? I've never heard of
it. Go for it. Alright. We're gonna drink beer and jam this tune for you. I don't know if we're going to be able to come out of it ever. I think we're just going to jam until we die.
Are you okay?
Thank you. Sure, Carrie. You want to blow your nose on the microphone? It's not my mic.
Go for it.
Greg, that's your mic.
Yes.
There you go, everybody.
That was actually awesome.
That was totally awesome.
It was like...
Greg, your mic...
Sensible, yet...
has been violated.
Yet nasal-ish.
Hey, Charlie, what did you think of that Pool House Rock tune, huh?
That was with my old bass that got stolen. Every time I hear those kind of tunes, I get sad.
I'm that thing. What?
No, it's with my that Ken Smith one I had, I think.
Cool.
Yeah, it's pretty sad. Cool. I left it in someone's attic we used to practice in with Elk, and somebody stole it.
This is a tough place to have a to have a radio show, man. We got stacks of, like, brewskis, like, empty beer cans.
I know, I feel like we're in 16 candles and, like,
this is great.
Building a pyramid of beers.
Man. Oh, look, it's getting in the way of the camera. Better drop that.
Yes. Are we going to do another jam?
I think so.
Yeah?
All right. God, this show is hard. I gotta go to the bathroom.
You know, too bad you don't have like a spare song you can throw in so you can go to the urination station.
Yeah, I don't think I do.
Wow, you'll have to plan on that for next time.
Yeah, you know, I thought I did put an extra one.
So we're gonna do him a trippy tune, huh?
I think so. All my tunes are trippy, I think.
Yeah, but it's gonna be extra trippy. It's gonna be like Shoelaces Tied trippy.
Yep.
Right?
Yup.
Alright, better be. Comes the Harley.
Yeah, there's that dude. He's cool.
He's not like blasting you like these two Harley dudes like in the tunnel on the 101 the other day.
I heard. Totally blasted. I had one yesterday that did it to me. He like cranked it right when he was next to me just to be a Richard.
Jen Johnson. Alright. Let's play something, dude. We'll be right back.
Great jam, dude.
I'm going to go eat some yogurt.
Is it yogurt time?
Yogurt.
Well, I hope
dude,
you
that's
all
a milk
that.
Product. Like, hate that stuff.
Charlie's going to go eat some yogurt product. And I'm going to
drink
more probably more beer. Carrie, what are you going to do? Drink vodka or something?
No.
Get into that.
Hopefully I'm going to get cool. Do you have any ice cubes or did they all melt in here?
Oh, no ice cubes.
I think she's trying to say it's hot in here, dude.
I know it is. Next time I won't turn...
Just trying to say it's hot!
I won't turn the AC off next time.
You know what I'm going to really do? Sit here and just pray that us, you Osmosis, all learn how to do a podcast.
Yes,
man.
I've taught her twice. I don't know.
It takes me at least 5 times.
Maybe you
got to
write it down.
Yeah, you can write it down.
Jeff's going
to
make a how to do
so
a podcast
hard
video.
To write down
she videotaped me teaching her one
no,
time.
No, I audio taped. But I needed the space on my mini disc,
yeah.
So I needed to erase it.
So she audio taped it?
That's when
and
you
then...
were figuring out. You were like, do this. No, don't do
she
that.
She did
do
make
this.
Her own podcast.
Let's do this instead.
Maybe she should make a podcast out of your audio training how to do a podcast.
She should, like... Like
exactly. That's why
stuff.
I audioed. That's how I mini disced him. That's why I... he was just figuring it out.
Oh, well. It's all Jeff's fault.
Well, there's a whole night of partying for you, everybody.
Thank you so much.
That was fun. I had a really good time.
I had a good time.
It's hot.
Got to jam some tunes.
I know. It's always good to have you here jamming.
It's always good to come here. Look at that. 1 hour, 29 minutes, and 8 seconds.
Yeah, I guess we wrapped it up kind of perfect, huh?
Just what you wanted, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I think anyone really cares.
Yeah, now I gotta edit it for like... screw it. Screw it. Throwing it on the web for you.
Are you gonna do a video version of this one?
I'm trying. I ran out of tape.
Huh. Hey, I like how you came up with a music set list this time. Good job.
Hey, thanks, dude. Yeah, the last time was kind of lame. And if you want to hear more of Charlie, make sure you, when you're new, make sure you go back down the list to the Charlie Buescher radio show. And if you need any more info, you can email me off my site. And I'm not even going to tell you what my site is or my email because you already know what it is.
Dude, it's jvond.com.
They already knew that. No, I won't bleep it out.
Yeah.
If they're listening now, they already know where it's coming from.
Just because you have a bumper sticker doesn't mean that everybody else does.
I don't have a bumper sticker.
Shh, we're supposed to tell them that.
But hey, we're underground Buffalo. We're going way over time.
In Hollywood.
Yeah.
In Weirdo-wood.
Yeah.
Holly Weird.
Totally. Holly Weird. That's where we're coming from.
Good night.
Bye.
Good night.
I'm gonna leave you with a sample.
Good night.
Here, I'm gonna leave you with 50 Buck. Samples. Okay, I'll do that one too.
Long live rock and roll.